Okay. I thought you want to play the video. It's okay. I can wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker is William Tan, business solution architect from NetApp Asia Pacific, who will speak on business don't move to the cloud, data does. Please put your hand and welcome William Tan.
Thanks. All right, thanks. So I'm the bad guy again, because I'm sitting between lunch and you, right? So please give me some time. First of all, this is the last day of Chinese New Year, the 15 days. So happy Chinese New Year to those Chinese who are celebrating Chinese New Year tonight. You might have your dinner again with your family. Oh, 所以, 新年快乐, 哦, 还有就是元宵快乐, 哦, 今天是中国人的情人节, 哦, 对吧, 你们可以跟你们的爱人一起再庆祝。 Okay, I'm saying something in Chinese because it's like, it's something like Valentine's Day in the Chinese culture, right, for today, so they can spend with their loved ones. Okay, so, right, just a very quick introduction of myself. My name is William Tan. I work primarily on Microsoft and a little bit of SAP in NetApp. So I'm a Microsoft solution guy. I love PowerShell. Anyone love PowerShell here? No? No? Only one? Ooh, okay. All right, so we have to go PowerShell, right? For those who like Prasad, I heard him saying that he need a mouse. Please continue to use the mouse, but I think Microsoft is going very declarative in all our languages and system center stuff, right? So if you love PowerShell, you're going to get full features right on top of that. Now, normally when I come up on the stage, I always tell people what Microsoft solution have on NetApp, but today I'm going to do it slightly differently. I'm going to talk a little bit about cloud, right? And the reason why I want to say that is because this is a system center conference, and there's a lot of Azure management that we are going to talk about. There's Azure Site Recovery too that you might have heard, right? From a storage perspective, I earn my money by selling storage capacity and IOPS, but strangely, because I'm a Microsoft guy, I have to sell you a solution, right? And most of the things that I mentioned here is free, so that could give you some perks in terms of using our storage on top of your enterprise and corporation. So bear with me for a while, and if you have more questions, please bring it to me at my counter, all right? So I actually bought some demos along the way, and if you're interested in that demo, I can also show you. And my counter has Surface Pro 3 that is given, right? So it's quite nice. It's $2,000, very nice tablet that you can use. So please come. All right. So let me just go through my agenda. Very simple. I'm going to talk something about our own cloud strategy, right? It's going to be somewhat different from what maybe you heard cloud from other companies. And the second thing is that we coined a term recently, what we call a data fabric. And this data fabric is essential, we feel, right, to the cloud community, especially for consumers of Azure today. And where actually NetApp, you know, do we fear the cloud? You know, do we say, oh, we're going to like lose our business to the cloud because the cloud is consuming all our capacity and things like that. So I hope my presentation gives you a key idea where the solution integration is and where we're going to fit, right? Okay, first thing first, I think cloud is compelling for certain use cases. Right. This is, I think we have to agree with that, right? Cloud is not meant for everything. There is still a play for on-premise, and there has a lot of customers. They have on-premise data centers today, you know, consuming whatever kind of on-premise storage, or you know, doing whatever applications that is sitting on top of their storage itself, right? So we are viewing cloud more like, you know, it's an extension. Now, where could cloud play, right? We are not rejecting cloud. We're not saying that cloud is an enemy and we hate that. No, we are embracing cloud. NetApp has a lot of solutions, Microsoft solutions that we wrap around today on Azure. And I'm going to talk goes through that later. The second thing is that our approach is a hybrid approach. It's a hybrid cloud approach. Now, what do we mean by that is that we are very concerned how our customers and partners is going to move data, right, from on-premise to the cloud and from cloud back to on-premise again, whatever they use it for, right? They can use it for test development, they can use it for disaster recovery, they can use cloud as a backup, you know, and how to restore from cloud. So those are important equations that we feel as a storage company, as a data management company that we can participate. And there are solutions on top of that. Right, I'm showing you this slide because a lot of us have a lot of fear in terms of public cloud, right? And we might fear public cloud because of security. We might fear public cloud because of performance, because we can't really control their performance. Essentially, public cloud means that we are handing over our managed services or infrastructure control over, let's say, to the hyperscalers, right? The hyperscalers of the world today, we have Amazon, we have Azure, we have SoftLayer and stuff like that. So there is a lot of fear. I'm showing this because the key thing about public cloud is that the key driver is not just cost, right? A lot of people think that we move to a public cloud environment because of cost. But in NetApp, we have a slightly different view. We think customer move to public cloud because there is some elasticity and there's some flexibility in terms of public cloud. Because if you see the diagram on the left, what you're going to see is that you can set up your own data center. And when you start using and consuming that data center, all the infrastructure that you buy, you're going to underutilize. And when your data center start to grow, because the applications start to grow, the data start to grow, then you found that you're catching up trying to increase the capacity, whether it's compute, network, or storage on your data center, right? So when that happens, you are overutilized. So one of the better model in the sense of matching that business expectation with what you're running day to day, when it grows and when it declines and when it grows again, is actually the public cloud, right? So NetApp wanted to have solutions on the public cloud. And I'm going to show you that later as well. Right? So from a hybrid cloud story, from a data perspective, this is what we are looking at, right? We are looking at data movement across these three key pillars that we see in a cloud equation, right? First, we always start with the private cloud. What is a private cloud? It's our good old infrastructure that's sitting on our own data center. We can make it utility-based. We can put more cloud-based structure and application flow, and it's going to be a private cloud. A lot of concerns over there, but the concerns are the same. What are the concerns on that? On data itself is like, you know, protection, like access, like security, and so forth. And when we move to, let's say, a managed service provider, a cloud provider, or when we go to a hyperscale like Azure, we are still confronted with that. And it makes the issue a little bit more complex, and we must find a solution to that. Because now data, not you don't only just keep data on your own data center, you have to manage data in others' data center, in the public cloud environment. So how are you going to manage that, right? And how are you going to move data and manage data across the way, right? The problem today in this equation is that all the data that is sitting in all this, like whether you're a managed service provider or in the Azure cloud, or even in a Microsoft private cloud itself, they are all independent, right? They sit in their own storage, and they literally don't talk to each other. Agree? Of course, there's plug-in, there's ways, you know, to actually move your VMs and move your loads and stuff like that. But from a data perspective, essentially, we view it as silo, right? In order to move from a hyperscaler to download the data or to copy the data down to on-premise and moving it back requires effort. You might face with different protocol issue. You might be running iSCSI or FC, let's say, on your on-premise. But today, cloud, in order to approach storage, we are really using it as a, like, you know, sieve. Like SMB, it has to be internet-based, you have the IP-based. So there's a mismatch of that, right? So NetApp wanted to solve the data problem, so-called in the cloud equation, right? And with that, we actually coined a term, like what I mentioned, the data fabric. Right? Now, the data fabric is not a product, right? But the data fabric is a collection of products and solutions that NetApp has formed that participate, whether you are running a Microsoft private cloud, whether you're running in Microsoft Azure, or whether you have some cloud service provider that is based on the Hyper-V or even based on the VMware virtualization platform. And how are we going to, like, you know, have solutions that manage the data across that? How do we give business the ultimate control, right, in terms of data ownership, right? So remember this term data fabric. I think that's the only thing that you want to take it away from this presentation. That's it. Okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the individual components in data fabric itself and what it actually consists of. Right? I'm going to start with what we already know, or what we have been talking about for years from a NetApp perspective on Microsoft, the private cloud solution. Now, first thing first, we bring our operating system onto the Microsoft platform. Right? Our operating system is now called Data on Tap or Cluster Data on Tap. Right? It's a fully so-called scalable, right? Always on the kind of architecture where we support like non-disruptive operation, non-disruptive upgrade. We can swap like storage controllers and physical heads without disrupting the business or the application connectivity directly to the storage itself. Right? We are bringing this in because this forms the primary equation where our value lies even to a Microsoft Azure cloud. We are saying that because we can move data like a VM, like something virtualized, and we can actually create like secure multi-tenancy around it. Now, it gives not just quota, right, but it gives rights. It gives the kind of authorization, a different kind of authority on different storage pools, you know, in a multi-tenanted environment, you know, and we can actually, you know, like do QoS on that. We can say, based on these different tiers, it might be a gold tier, it might be a platinum tier, what kind of SLA are we giving on top of that storage, on the on-premise storage, right? So this forms the foundation of our contribution to the cloud. This is a slide which I just want to show the winning history. Now, we are not a new player in the Microsoft space. We have won so many awards. Now, if you really read into this slide, the key thing I want to share here is this. We are a storage company. We do not sell cloud services. We don't own a data center that asks customers to come and host, you know, cloud services for them. Right? But what awards that we win are all very cloud-based. So we won all the private cloud awards. Then we won Server Partner of the Platform of the Year award, right? And we are not even selling servers, right? Our good friend Cisco is selling servers. We sell a lot of servers with Flexport, right? But we don't sell servers, right? But how do we win all this? Why Microsoft gave us recognition on the data center space, right? Even though we are a storage player, and even though we have Azure and Azure Storage and things like that, right? And the reason is because all the integrations work that we have done on System Center, right? Today, I can boldly say, I'm not saying this because I'm an employee of NetApp, but I'm telling you, we have the largest set of PowerShell integration directly into System Center, directly into Hyper-V that you can use. And this actually brings us all the different awards, right? This is a high-level architecture diagram where we started off and where we are more or less now, right, on on-premise, right? So we typically support all the Microsoft applications being application aware, right? We have backup and recovery solution directly targeted to like SharePoint, Exchange, and SQL, right? That means they're application aware. I know that I'm dealing with an availability group in SQL. I know I'm dealing with a DAG in Exchange and how that backup and restore operation is going to differ. I know that underlying Hyper-V virtualization architecture could be Hyper-V or it could be something else like EXX, like VMware. It doesn't matter, but we can manage that, right? So from that equation itself, we extend our solution into System Center. We are telling our Microsoft world that even if you are not a storage guy, if you use NetApp storage, you can use PowerShell and do everything that you possibly can think of, right, on a storage itself. Simple things like provisioning a lung, you know, increasing the space of a lung, for example. And then going to SMB, like I want to have an SMB 2 share, and then after that create an SMB 3 share, delete that, you know, do all kinds of different kind of operations. So primarily we extend our solution into three products in System Center, right? I think you all know about that. Number one, Operation Manager, right? So you can see the status of the operations on our storage, whether the physical aggregate, which disk is down, which volume is down, and stuff like that. Right, we have a management pack that goes on top of it. Of course, the management pack is free, right? And then we also integrate into VMM, right? VMM is the heart of Hyper-V. It is also a very important component in terms of Azure today. And we have a VMM plugin that does all this kind of work in terms of like creating clones, for example. How we leverage on our flex clone technology that you can quickly clone servers and desktops, right? And all these reports are all going back to VMM, or you can use VMM to orchestrate that. So from a workflow point of view, we also have integration, OIP, right? Orchestrated integration pack built in for orchestrator, right? So we can do things like truly bare metal provisioning, and together with our dear Cisco friend behind, right? Cisco, just now you saw, there's a UCS management stack, and they have also the same way, right? Integrated into these three products for System Center. So essentially, we can use orchestrator, build a workflow, start from scratch, right? It's just this and network connectivity on, let's say, a Cisco stack, and we can build a bare metal host out of it, right? From end to end, fully automated. So it gives us all these different abilities, right? Technical abilities, right? In a nutshell, this is all the different components that we have that I just talked about, right? We can see how we can perform orchestration, how we can truly perform management, and the different kind of automation through all the green color column that you see. That's our the direct plugin that goes directly into System Center, into individual components. And in a nutshell, all I want to say is that you have GUI to support that. We also have PowerShell to support that. So it's a very matured product itself. So we started this development not just in the System 2012 days or in the System 2012 R2 days. We start like in SCCM 2007, SCOM 2007, and even before that. So those things that you're looking at from a System Center perspective has been a mature product, right? And is there helping us, helping the industry, right? Another one of the things that in the on-premise equation that we bought in most recently is SteelStore, right? Have you heard about this? This is a product from Riverbed, right? So NetApp acquired this product so that we can actually participate even more intimately, I would say, in the cloud equation, right? SteelStore is present, right, as an appliance inside Azure. I think that's the exciting thing. We have a customer today that's using SteelStore to backup directly to Azure as well. Now, that's another alternative that you can say, you know, with things like StorSimple, for example, right? But there are a lot of things that we can do with that from on-premise, site to site, from primary to secondary. We're also bringing this equation directly into the hyperscalers. Okay? So keep a lookout for this. And if you need more information, of course, you can come to me and we can talk more about that. Okay, I have 16 more minutes. That was still good enough. We also have another tool on-premise. This is a free tool, all right? This is called a Mat for Shift tool. I'm showing you an architecture diagram because I'm a technical guy. I can't really go through a business slide very, very nicely. But I want to tell you what is this tool really about, right? So we all do you know that Microsoft has a free tool called MVMC, a Virtual Machine Conversion Tool, right? So that is a tool that helps Microsoft customers, people like us, to move from VMDK to VHDX, right? From a VMware environment to a Hyper-V environment. What NetApp comes through is this, right? We talked about this question, right? This shift equation is very important today. Today, most of our customers, whether you're a service provider or even if you're not a service provider, you're just an enterprise customer, you are running multiple hypervisor in your environment. It's almost unavoidable. Now, today we have a very strong value proposition in terms of Hyper-V. We know Hyper-V finally caught up. It's very exciting. I love Hyper-V very much, right? But customers are really recognizing that. They are saying that, hey, maybe I can put some of my workloads, you know, on Hyper-V. Now, how are we going to enable that? And how about other hypervisors like Xen and the rest, right? So NetApp, we say we are a storage company. All kinds of different VMs sit on our storage. Can we do something about that? So this is a product of that work, a product of that project to say we are going to start moving VMDK to VHDX. And in the very near future, we might move it back. Right? So we give the customer the kind of flexibility how to do that. Now, why do we have to come up with a tool like this? Because essentially, if you have NetApp sitting in the center, like what you see right here, right, and we are connected via NFS, right, to to the ESX cluster, and then we are connected via SMB3 to the Hyper-V cluster. Essentially, we are having ownership of that VM. So if we can transpose that VM or change that VM from VMDK to VHDX, we can do it. And when we are doing it, we know that we are not changing any of the data, right? You can install SQL, Oracle, SAP, whatsoever in your VMD case, and we can move it to a VHDX completely untouched. Right? None of your data or your application is going to crack or it's going to be destroyed. And we can do that, right? So this is the way that we do it. We collect the data, we put it on a SQL Express or a licensed SQL database. We back up the VM using our own snapshot technology, which is very fast. We can remove the VMware tools, and then we migrate that VM directly onto a Hyper-V farm, configure the networking it is inside there, because in a VMware world, you have the VM port groups. In a Hyper-V side, you have the Hyper-V ports, right? You have to do a matching on that so that when you put up the VM, ultimately, it is just running, right, on a Hyper-V. So that gives a very fast way, a very effective way to shift so-called from VMDK to VHDX. I have this demo. I can explain a little bit more in my counter today, right? So tomorrow, another of my colleagues is going to bring in the cloud solution, right? We call it NPS, NetApp Private Storage. I'm going to talk about it later in the slide as well, right? That is a colo solution. We are partnering with Equinix. We're putting our storage over there, and we have express route connectivity direct to Azure. And you can see that happening tomorrow at our booth as well. So come and talk to us. We can show you how it actually works, this Mat for Shift and the NPS tomorrow. I hope that's not too fast. I'm trying to speed up, not because I have no time, but I want to have more time for lunch, and then we can have more chats personally. I think that's better, right? So I'm going to talk a bit. That's really for on-premise and what we have started from and how we can extend that now into the cloud service provider and also for Azure, right? So first thing first, I think from a NetApp perspective, what we are bringing on the table is that we have globally 275 service provider partners, right? They are managed data centers, different brands using different hardwares and stuff like that, all over the world. We have some over here in our region in APAC, where I'm currently also working on, right? And we actually crafted some of the services together with them. So through NetApp, through our storage, this service provider can provide, beside the basic IaaS, they can sell like data protection as a service, right? Because you can do backup and restore. You can do desktop as a service. You can do email exchange as a service and stuff like that, right? So we have this network. I think in APAC, we have like 60 or 61 partners out of this 275, right? They have crafted services together with us. So we have a network that you can rely on for your Microsoft workloads, right? The other thing I want to show you is that this is how some of our product developments are actually going. Now, we start with our traditional fast storage, which our cluster data on tap is running today. We have Flex Array, that virtualized third-party storage. If you have EMC storage, you have HP3 pass, we can do some virtualization on top of that. So we talk NetApp languages. And then we move on to ONTAP Edge, a VM version, right, of that of our cluster data on tap. Right? So we can enable and we can extend that to the cloud. We also have NPS, our co-location model. We've put on an Equinix data center, connect to Azure, like what I say, via express route. And then in the future, we're going to develop cloud on tap. We're going to boot our VM directly onto Azure itself, right? And that's going to be magic, right? Because you literally get a storage operating system out of Azure, right? So a little bit more on NetApp Private Storage. This is what it is, right? So traditionally, if you have an on-premise data center, you could possibly purchase another set of NetApp storage and put it in Equinix. So it is like a site-to-site kind of thing, the traditional model that we're used to, right? We can do replication of data. That's what SnapMirror is. We can do backup and restore, which is what SnapVault is, right? So the data replication, the data backup and restore between primary to secondary data center, or in this case, from on-premise to Equinix, is handled by NetApp. The beauty of it is that now NetApp can connect directly to Azure, right? So you have Azure Compute VMs, like your SQL VM, sitting on Azure, right? But that VM, the VHD itself, or VHDX itself, can also be sitting now on NetApp storage. So essentially, what it means to me is this. I can literally build a SQL cluster, right? Two nodes, one on-premise, the other one on Azure, and I can do a failover. Isn't that great, right? So what does that enable business? It's not just a technical flair. It gives you ownership of the data. Because the data is sitting in an Equinix data center, it's sitting on the storage you buy, right? But at the same time, we are not throwing away the public cloud. We're using the public cloud to give us the kind of elasticity, the flexibility that we need. But at the same time, you have the flexibility of doing a real hybrid cloud data management between that, right? So this is what we call being near to the cloud. Now, this is not at the cloud, right? Our storage is placed in Equinix, not placed in an Azure DC. Right, and we're connected via Azure Express Route. So I'm sure you have heard about Express Route. In a nutshell, Express Route is a 10 GBE connectivity. It's also a 1 GBE connectivity, depends on what you buy and how you choose. Right, right. The it's all Azure so-called networking on the Azure side. Right, and on the Equinix side, the Equinix will actually take care of all the routing and stuff like that as well. Right, so this is a solution that we are putting forth, a kind of integration that we have that we play. I think this is unique because you don't see this kind of solution from other storage players, right? Playing together on Azure, on a public cloud solutions like this, right? So some of our customer scenarios that you can possibly see MPS, just want to show you. For example, peak workload management, right? Some of the workloads might be very big. I don't want to order new servers to support it and grow my cluster at the moment, because I might know after 1 or 2 months, it might just dream down again, it might just be momentary. So I can actually burst some of the workload or whatever to Azure, but at the same time, I can move it back, right? Then I have like enterprise workload that I can do, test development and DR, a very strong scenario for MPS solution, because you can literally say, I don't want to have a DR data center, I just have my own data center doing production work, I have all the HA availability on my data center, but whenever there's a fire or there's a bomb or my data center goes down, then I actually have a DR in the public cloud, right? Can serve some of the workloads that I'm using, right? So these are very good so-called movement that we can, options that we can actually consider, right? From an MPS solution. So again, it's trying to help you to meet all your security, your compliance requirement, your data regulatory needs and stuff like that, like being fear of that data losing out in the public environment, right? And because of Express Route, we know that we can connect to Azure via VPN. That's definitely one of the solution. But the other option is now that because of Express Route, we can actually have that connectivity as well through a 10 GBE pipe. That's a lot, right? All right, what's new most recently that I want to share with you is on ASR, right, or Azure Site Recovery. Now, Azure Site Recovery has been there for some time. It has been supporting things like Hyper-V, Hyper-V Replica, and stuff like that. Recently, in November, Microsoft launched ASR SAN replication. Now, this is very interesting, right? So Microsoft is partnering with storage vendor like NetApp, right, where we can actually use ASR, right, and once we install, let's say, SMIS, right, on our storage, and it will talk through systems and the VMM itself, we can actually use ASR as a site-to-site today, right? Site-to-site DR orchestration, right? We can actually perform that. So it is that GUI, is that experience, We will do SAN replication from an Azure perspective, right? You create what you call replication group in Azure, if you know about that. And then after that, when you do a replication of the VMs from, let's say, a primary site to a secondary site, that is taken care by the NetApp storage. We use our SnapMirror technology, whatever, to do that replication, but it gets reflected back to Azure again. So this is a very interesting movement. It actually creates a huge scenario right now, right? For all the customers who are using SAN, right? They might be using iSCSI SAN, iSCSI Lang, or using FC Lang, it doesn't matter, right? And how we can actually support that from an Azure perspective. The next wave of this is to do what you have seen over there, right? Private storage for Azure, right? So we are going to do data replication from on-premise direct to Azure via ASR. Today is just from a site to site, right? So these are the values that we're trying to bring, right? And we also have demos and stuff like that on that, okay? That we can possibly show you. So that's very, very, very nice, right? One more thing is that on the public website today, if you go to poc.netapp.com, right, this is a website that we have crafted. It is already pre-integrated to AWS and also to Azure, whereby a customer can sign up for a free POC, right? And you can experience yourself, right? By logging in and saying, oh, how do I manage the NetApp storage with Azure? How do I move the VM from one to the other? Right? How does that data actually flow? So you can actually sign up for it, and you can actually play around with it. So this is more like an advertisement, right? Before my final slide, the last messaging I want to tell you is that this is an example, right, of how we have partnered with SteelStore on Azure. Very interesting. So this is an Australia example. This is Metricon, right? So Metricon is a residential home builder, something like an ERA or something like that, maybe in Singapore, right? But what they are doing is that they wanted to do backup, they want to move backup away, right, from tape to something new, right? So they can actually move from tape to a fully disk-based backup, but in this case, they actually choose a cloud-based backup. So from that equation itself, we actually position, all right, using SteelStore with Azure, so that they can actually back up like 40 terabyte of this data from on-premise to Azure, right? Using SteelStore, because SteelStore does all the replication, it does all the deduplication and compression, actually makes the synchronization of data or the backing up of this data across from appliance to appliance much better, right? So even though you might heard new from NetApp in terms of SteelStore, but SteelStore is not a new product, right? It has been sold by Riverbed. We have taken it over. We are using this to enhance our play in the hybrid cloud story, right? So take note of that. Come to us, talk to us if you need more information on that as well, okay? So that's it. This is my final slide, right? So remember, right, NetApp, we have a data fabric that we wanted to contribute to the community, or we say contribute to the enterprises. We wanted to help you to move data and manage those data from on-premise to Azure and back and to whatever service provider. So this is my final take for you guys before your lunch. So thank you very much. Come look for us in the booth. Come look for me in the booth. You can take my name cards if you want. We can chat more again. All right? Thank you.